They was thanking God for this. Somehow I know he's able to listen to this driving down the road, and he was thankful for it. I said, well, praise God. Amen.
Amen.
But let me quote a few verses here before I preach here. The Bible said in Psalms 46, verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. And we're living in days when we're trouble on every side. You know, this seems like the simplest things become a burden. And I'm glad he's never very far from either one of us. I'm glad we can find him if we fell after him. But he said also in Psalms 46, verse 10, he said, be still and know that I am God. Sometimes you got to turn the cell phone off.
That's right.
Sometimes you got to turn the TV off, quit texting, quit Facebooking. And I'm not against all of that. I do some of it myself. But sometimes you got to turn all that off. Just help. Can you imagine how hard it'd be for God to speak to us today? We're going to and fro. We're in a hurry, going nowhere.
Amen.
I like that last song they sung about going home. This is not eternity here. Our life's but a vapor. This young man right here, he's young. This young girl right here, she's young. Look, I was young. It don't seem like, but yesterday I was skipping the rocks across the creek.
Yeah, right. Amen.
It don't seem like it's been that long. It was me climbing the tree.
Right.
Don't seem that long. It was me playing Tarzan and cowboying and all that. Oh, how the years fly by. They fly by like the leaves falling off the tree. Don't drive your tent stakes too deep down here. This ain't home.
That's right.
This is opportunity to have a real home. Jesus said, I go away to prepare a place for you in St. John chapter 4. He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. He said, if it was not so, I'd have told you. He said, I go away to prepare a place for you. That where I am, there you may be also. Heaven is a prepared place. God has invited all to come live with him.
That's right.
And on this April Fool's Day, I'll preach here in a minute. What kind of fool would miss heaven?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of fool would get so caught up in this temporal, short, earthly life that they wouldn't lay hold on eternal life? That they'd somehow miss. I've done a lot of funerals, Brother Mitchell. And the worst funerals I've ever done is the one where there was no hope. It's hard for a minister to offer hope when there's none there to offer.
That's right.
And without elaborating too much, I remember the wife of a man that I was involved in this funeral. She come to me and she said, tell me that my husband's in heaven. How can I do that?
That's right.
I would like to have just even the smallest thread. I don't want to offer a false hope. I would give anything if I could have said, Tammy, I have reason to believe that you'll see your husband, Steve, in heaven.
Amen.
You'll love your family enough. Enoch left a testimony behind.
Yeah, that's right.
Now the Bible said in Genesis chapter 5 that he walked with God and he was not because God took him. Now I'm just going to say it pertaining to their song. The guy probably said, we're closer to my home than we are here. Won't you just go home with me today and spend the day with me? Since there's no night up there, he's still spending the day. You know what I mean?
Amen.
I mean, it's just one eternal day. Everybody gets to heaven. You can throw the watches and the calendars and time clocks away. There are times no more. I mean, it's one eternal day.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. Part be of Christ, the Bible says, far better. But we will all go home one day. We're all living a number of days. We don't know the number of them. I'm sure everybody thought they'd get up this morning, but everybody didn't. Some people made the mistake of waiting too long
to
do something with this Jesus, which is called Christ. He has a nail-scarred hand. We put that hold there.
Well,
he don't hold it back. Brother Ed, he's still reaching out saying, let me help you. Let me fix it.
Thank you.
I can help you.
Yeah.
I can heal you. But we got to come to him.
Right.
Now, he said boldly in John chapter 5, verse 40, he said, you will not come to me that you may have life. You got to make your way to Jesus. Now this whole hell deserving drunk did that 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And I still stand amazed at the grace of God, but I'm glad it's offered to all. I'm glad whosoever can come and call upon the name of the Lord and get a refuge for their soul, get redeemed from their sins, and get ready to leave out. Amen.
Yeah.
All right, let's get a preaching message this morning. I just got stirred in that singing, and I thank God for good songs.
Yeah.
I met Brother Bobby back there, Chuck's dad. I believe he said his name was Bilby. Is that right, Brother Bilby? Did I get it right?
Bilby.
Brother. Yeah. And I love his son. His son's a great singer. I've heard Chuck sing many times. A very gracious young man compared to me. He's young. I'm sure he's not young no more. I'm 64, but I feel like I'm the second time around. Mm-hmm. But Chuck's a great singer. And I like singing. I can't sing a lick. I'll confess it out. I can't even play a radio, but I thank God for those that can sing. But his son... I've heard him sing many times, and he sings the right song, spiritual song. Makes a melody in my heart. Amen. 1 Thessalonians, let me shut up there. I want to preach. I don't want to keep you long. It's good to have this many people here. Thank God for the visitors. Make yourself welcome. I want you to know this is God's house,
right.
And He's in the house. And praise God, I want to see what He's got to say.
Yeah.
1 Thessalonians. Chapter number 4, we'll take our text right there and go. Of course, I've got a few jot tittles wrote down here. My pea brain ain't that smart. And I do sometimes preach without notes, but this time I'm going to cover a lot of Scripture. And I want to make sure that I don't leave anything out. We'll start our reading in verse 14, which is our text verse. Let me take my coat off here. I sweat enough as it is, but we'll start our reading this morning in verse 14. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, right there's the gospel right there, and just that first portion of that verse. Even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. For this we say unto you, by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. And then we're admonished in this last verse. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. Now I left out verse 13 and I want to read it right now. But we would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. And that's not the will of God for your life. God wants to give you a blessed hope. He wants to give you a hope that's an anchor to your soul, both sure and steadfast. We want to go to God in prayer, and we want to take our text in verse number 14. And our message today is entitled, For If We Believe. Pray with us. Lord, we thank You, Lord, for the privilege to stand for the Word of God. We confess before these that are before us and before You how unworthy an instrument we are for You to use. Lord, I yield myself, Lord. I have no ability other than availability, Lord, that I can boast of, Lord. I certainly am not a great speaker. I'm certainly not a great saint. I'm just a great sinner, been saved by great mercy, by a great loving God that loved me and gave Himself for me. I thank You, Lord, for the privilege to be able to call You my Lord and my Savior. Help me, Lord, today. I pray, God, that I wouldn't seek out, Lord, great swelling words, but with clearness and of speech and Lord, with simple terms, Lord, we've got a lot of young people here this morning. Lord, help me out. Pray to feed the lambs and the sheep, and Lord, also to reach out to the lost that might be here today. And Lord, they'd not be able to stand before God and accuse me of not giving them exhortation of warning about the judgment and about death coming. Help me, I pray. I don't want to be guilty of the blood of anyone on my hands. Lord, I like Paul. He said he was not guilty of warning night and day with tears, small and great. I pray, God, you'll help us in the effort, Lord, today. And for whatever said or whatever's done, we give you all the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Now, like I said earlier, this is Easter Sunday morning. And also, for some reason or another, it's April Fool's Day. And those words, those four words, for if we believed, for if we believe. And it tells us what to believe, that Jesus died and rose again. A lot of people don't believe in Jesus. They don't want anything to do with Him. They don't want to hear the gospel. They don't want to know that in love He came down, stepped down, took His royal garments off, stepped down from the majesty of heaven, came down in the likeness of simple man,
yeah,
and endured such contradiction of sinners against Himself for one purpose: to give His life a ransom for all, to be testified in due time.
Amen.
It wasn't that in no corner. It's not a fairy tale. The record's sure. The record's true. Paul reasoned with King Agrippa.
Amen.
King Agrippa, believest thou the promise? I know that thou believest. And the sad words that come from King Agrippa's mouth,
amen,
Brother Mitchell, was almost, thou persuadest me to be a Christian.
Yeah.
That only works in horseshoes. You know, you might not get a ringer, but you can count a leaner, and you can count if it's close enough to the stop. It don't count as salvation.
Right.
You got to be all together, not almost.
That's right.
He said, almost thou persuadest me. You're almost a believer.
Hey.
Well, I'm going to say hell's probably full of a lot of almost.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
Almost saved. Almost finished what God said to do. If thou, with thy mouth, if thou shalt confess with the heart, thou shalt believe, thou shalt be saved.
Yeah.
Right.
I confessed I was a sinner 30 years ago. And not only did I confess I was a sinner, I believed in my heart that God would forgive me my sins to the point that I trembled because I knew all that I'd done. I wondered, God, could you forgive me of all that I've done? To my amazement, not only did He forgive me, but it didn't take Him no time to do it.
That's right.
He wanted to do it.
Yeah.
He was waiting for that opportunity,
yes,
to
was.
Take my sins, which were as scarlet, make them white as snow, though they were red like crimson, to make them as wool. He couldn't wait for any way to say, I'm a sinner. I want you to forgive me.
Yeah.
I want you to say, I wish I could go through it again.
Right.
It's the greatest thing, Brother Mark, I've ever been through in this life.
Yeah.
I mean, the psalmist said in Psalms 34, verse 8, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Yeah.
I have never tasted of a heavenly thing. I had tasted of a drink. I had tasted of the pleasures of sin or a season. But I have never tasted of a heavenly thing. That God freely offers and freely gives anybody whosoever will, let him come and drink of the water of life. I had never partook of that.
Right.
Amen.
I'm glad it's not just a select few.
That's right.
Jesus said, Shannon, who will love me the most?
That's right.
He's been forgiven of much.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'm kind of leaving the outline a little bit. Let the Lord lead instead of old Eddie.
That's right.
He's been forgiven of much, and He's been forgiven a little. And Peter said, I suppose.
Right. Amen.
He has been forgiven of much. Sometimes the more rough sinners, Sister Joanne, they make some of the greatest Christians. They know what they've
that's
been
right.
forgiven of.
Yeah,
they know who forgive their sins. Do you remember that boy born blind?
Yeah.
He said, all I know is I'm blind now. See, you might not be able to put it in words.
That's right.
You may be hounded. And you may be tried and put on trial.
Mm-hmm.
They said, give God the glory. We know this man, the sinner. He said, where did he be a sinner? I don't know now, but one thing I do know, where I was blind now, I see.
Yeah,
I ain't mad at what man sees now. And I'll tell you what he sees. He sees somebody's open his eyes. Amen. I heard this. It's a joke. It kind of fits right here. What's your name again, buddy?
Caden.
I'm going to use Caden here for an example because I got his name wrong. I want to try to patch that up a little bit. But Caden had a little kitten. And a certain preacher come by and said, Caden, what kind of kittens are them? And he said, well, them's such and such kittens. And boy, that guy thought, oh, I got to go get my buddy, that old Baptist preacher. He's got to see this. He's got to hear this. And he went and got him. And he brought him over to Caitlin. And he said, Caitlin, tell him what kind of kittens them are. And Caitlin said, them Baptist kittens, sir. He said, but the other day you said they so-and-so. He said, yeah, that's why they got the eyes open up. And now them Baptist kittens, amen. I want you to know my eyes have been opened. I want you to know my heart's been pricked. I want you to know, praise God, my sins have been forgiven. I sleep better, amen.
That's right.
My wife, she said, I wish I could sleep like you. I said, honey, just get right with God. It's a package deal. I sleep like a baby. I sleep standing up. I sleep sometimes people talking to me. I can sleep with the best of them. He did with his beloved sleep. I tell you, you want to sleep. Get right with him. He'll bless you and give you sweet sleep. You'll be able to champion it, amen.
Amen.
Oh, listen. I used to believe a lot of things, but I've been convinced otherwise, and I'm not going to speculate on that. I got blessed yesterday. I went to the water place where you pay your water bill, whatever you call it, water public service, whatever, on the square there, to pay my daughter's water bill, Sister Sharon. She's sitting up there closer now. I can use her more now. But I went up there to pay my daughter's water bill. Of course, go in, it wasn't open. Which meant I had to pay $5 more, and I don't mind it, probably cost $5 with a gas guy back up there Monday to pay you.
Yeah.
But Phyllis, I put that money in that envelope, and I just thanking God I had the money put it in there.
Amen.
And going back to my truck and walking towards the courthouse, they got a walkway there. As I walk up through there, there's a sign right there, and it's got like a little rock island. You'll drive by there and check this out. But they got like a little rock island there. Bunch of rocks laying in there. And Sharon, I looked down in there and it looked kind of like an Easter egg. Somebody painted the rock red.
Oh, wow.
And they put two words on that rock, Rita. Spoke volumes to me. I don't know who done it, but I'd like to meet them. They took a red rock and took the time tell them to paint it red, and they put two blue words on it and said, be kind. And I thought about the Lord just as soon as I seen them two words. I mean, boy, it was fitly spoken. It spoke volumes to my heart. Oh, we could just learn to love one another, and we could be kind one another.
Amen.
I thought about the description of Ephesians 4:32. Be ye kind one to another, forgive one another. Even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven us. How'd I get forgiven? He prayed the most greatest prayer ever prayed, reading beyond recognition, being. He said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. And God said, for your sake, I will forgive them. That's how we got forgiven. For his sake. Man, through parts, bleeding lips. He prayed for me.
Yes, he did.
And he prayed for you to be forgiven.
Yes.
Oh, it's a blessing. We would have to pay $1 million to be able to bury his name, and it's free. It's a gift of God.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Not of works. Lest any man boast. I don't guess I'm even going to use them notes up there. But I used to believe a lot of things. I've read the Bible completely through.
Amen.
17 times.
Right.
I was on my 18th time. Sister Barty. And my mother passed away. I shouldn't have done it. But I was only a child. Mama spoiled me rotten. Mm-hmm. And I laid that Bible aside. I was grieving. That's kind of like Isaac that was comforted over the death of his mother by his wife, Rebecca. Is that right? I get Rebecca and Rachel mixed up. Which one was to Jacob? Which one was to Isaac? But he was comforted over the death of his wife, of his mother by the wife that the servant of Abraham went to get. And I was surprised how much I learned in 17 years of every year reading my Bible through. And I've been gleaning upon that reading.
Amen.
I was surprised how much I learned. I mean, here I am. I'm just, for lack of better words, I'm still drawing from that well. You put so many, you'll have something to draw.
Amen.
Just,
Amen.
Jesus said, if you be my disciples, continue my word, you'll know the truth, and truth will make you free. John 8:31. And Peter says, newborn babes, as I have sent you to milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. And we need to grow, we need to learn, and we need to, I'll tell you what, to grow up to a statue of maturity, to where we can put on the armor of God on the war, good warfare, and stand, having done all to stand therewith. I'm telling you, this ain't home. And thank God it ain't. There's a devil down here walking about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He hates you. He wants to kill you.
Yeah, that's right.
There's one standing between you and him, and that's the Lord. He's got to get permission.
Yeah.
I thank God for that. I mean, if God be for you, who can be against you? Even the devil can't be against me. He wants to be.
Yeah.
I'm glad Jesus told Peter. He said, I pray for you that your faith fail not.
Yeah.
Amen. Right. He said, feed my lambs, feed my sheep. Right. Feed my sheep. I tell you, you might deny the Lord, but the Lord never deny you.
That's right.
That's what the Bible says. If we deny Him, He remains faithful. But oh, listen, that rock blessed me. I don't know who put it down there. But I'll tell you one thing, that's a tremendous ministry that someone took something as simple as a rock and painted it red where it stand out amongst the rocks that it was laying in and put the two words of be kind upon that rock. Paul talked about a lot of things. He said, when he was a child, he said, I spake as a child. He said, I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But he said, when I became a man, I put away childish things. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11, we need to do some growing up.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you, this ain't going away. This is not a fairy tale. This is not a dream. You're not going to wake up. It's going to be gone. You're in a dilemma right now.
That's right.
Here's your dilemma. God is reaching out a nail-scarred hand of help, of love, of forgiveness, of salvation. You take Him by the hand, you'll have eternal life. You turn that down, here's your dilemma. You're going to die in your sins.
That's right.
Jesus said, I by myself can do nothing. As I see, I judge. If He sees your sins, you're going to be judged guilty. If He sees the blood, He'll pass over. That's what the Passover is all about.
Amen.
He provided the blood. The sacrifice was a perfect sacrifice. God accepted it and said, whosoever receives His Son, He'll receive them on the merits of His Son. Paul said, being found in Him, not having my righteousness according to the law, but having the righteousness of Christ imputed to me. He threw everything He had away and counted it but dung for the excellency and the beauty of Jesus. Amen. I'm telling you, if you got Jesus, you're going to we're made whole in Him.
Amen.
If you don't have Him, you better get to Him.
That's right.
Because that devil down here and death down here, you know this scripture here talks about those that sleep in Christ, God's going to bring with them. I buried a daughter in 1995. I sat down and eat dinner with her at my mother's house on Sunday morning. Beautiful little blue-eyed, blonde-headed girl. She'd been 17 1 week. She got saved when she was 10 years old. Say you five, she was twice as old as you are when she got saved. She made preparation against that day. But unknown to her, unknown to me, you see, our days are numbered.
Yeah, that's right.
We don't know the number of them.
No, we don't.
We see in part, we know in part. And the part we do see and know, we don't even put much emphasis on.
That's right. That's
I mean, that woman made that journey to Solomon Queen of Sheba, when she comes, she said to Hay, if they've been told, that's what we'll say when we get to heaven.
That's right.
Amen.
But I sat down and ate dinner with that young girl that day, and I had no idea that was the last time I was going to look in her beautiful face. Because the next time I saw her, she's laying in a coffin. It's kind of what this world we're living in.
Right.
There's nothing eternal down there. It's not like you can hold on to anything down there.
Right.
We have to let go of so many things. I buried my mom, my dad, my wife buried her father and mother, still alive. I don't get no joy of going to the funeral home, but the Bible says better go to the house of mourning than this house of feasting.
Right.
Because by it, the heart's made better. It caused me to be reminded one day that'd be me, Rita. Mm-hmm. That'd be old Brother Eddie laying in there.
That's right.
But oh, God's going to burn you with him when he comes. That's why I say to you this morning, if you believe, you'll either be alive, get caught. I've never took a flight in my life, but I'm going to take this flight.
Amen.
Amen. I'm definitely going to take this flight. But if you've got someone that's went on, you're going to get to see them again. If you're not saved, you're not going to see them again.
Right.
Not in this capacity. You're going to see them again, but it's going to be a different place at the Great White Throne Judgment. But you better be careful who you believe, what you believe, and this Laodicean day of deception. Now, you need to check it out before you swallow it. You take wrong pill, you swallow poison, it'll still kill you.
Right.
Even though you're sincere, thought it was another pill. But now those Bereans in Acts chapter 17, verse 11, they checked out what was said. They checked out the scriptures, what it was so or not. And I challenge you to do the same thing. Even this preacher preaching to you, I have no greater desire to do anything to preach to you the truth. But I also challenge you to check out what it say. Line it up. If it don't line up, spit it out. But listen, I'm going to try to be kind here this morning. The Pope said there's no hell. That's not true. God said there is a hell. One's lying. They can't both be right. And the Bible said it's impossible for God to lie. Hebrews 6:18, Titus 1:2. And God said not only there's a hell, He said there's only one way of escaping it. Jesus said, how shall you escape the damnation of hell? He's the door. He's the door of escape. He's the way out of that dilemma of going to hell. I was as good as in hell till I met the Lord. But oh, listen on this. Resurrection Easter Sunday morning. Not only is it April Fool's Day, I'm a news addict. Probably watch too much of the news, but the reason I watch is I know enough Bible to put it where it needs to be, put it in perspective. But on this April Fool's Easter Sunday morning, there's a Chinese space station falling from the sky as I preach right now.
That's right.
And I'm not trying to be Chicken Little, but they don't know where it's going to fall.
No.
Somewhere there's a space station going to hit. May hit here. May hit you on the way home. I don't know. But it's hanging over your head. I mean, man put it up there, and man couldn't make it stay up there, and it's on the way down. They might laugh about it, but it ain't going to be funny if it hits you.
Right.
Or your house.
Yeah, that's right.
It's on the way down. How about that for an April fool? And that ain't no April fool.
That's right.
But I'll tell you what, who's a fool to put it up there? What kind of fool would miss the rapture and be left behind to endure not only the tribulation, the 7 years of tribulation, when the seven vials of the wrath of God are going to be poured out upon this earth? If you're that kind of fool, this is your day. I got a sign out there in my front yard. I went out there and put it up this morning. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Psalms 14, verse 1.
Yeah.
God wanted to make sure you didn't miss it, so he put it again in Psalms 53, verse 1. God told a man in Luke chapter 12, he said, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee.
Yeah. That's right.
Oh, I'll tell you what. Don't be that kind of fool. Be the kind of fool like Paul that said he's a fool for Christ. Man, I'll tell you what, it might in the world you might have a reputation of being a fool, but it's the right kind of fool, amen. Now let me get real serious right here. Knowing that the Lord is going to come in the spring. It always is quiet when you get surgery. He He's going to come in the spring. Joanna, Song of Solomon, look it up.
Yeah.
Chapter 2, verse 10 through verse 13, I believe it is. Look it up. He's coming in the spring. Could be this spring.
That's right.
It's weird.
That's right.
That April Fool's and
Amen.
Easter fell on the same day. It's weird that this thing's going to snow again. It's weird.
That's right.
I mean, Zachariah talks about it in the summer and wonder to be when the Lord comes. It's kind of weird. I mean, everything's just kind of weird right now. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad I made preparation. I'm glad my name's in the book. I'm glad I'm not my own. I've been bought with a price. And if you come, I'm leaving with him. Amen. You stay down here all you want to. I'm gone, baby. I'm telling you right now. Amen. But listen, he's going to come in the spring. Read it. Song of Solomon chapter 2, verse 10 through 13. Also, not only knowing that the Lord's going to come in the spring, and it may be this spring. But knowing also the message of the parable of the fig tree, mentioned in Matthew chapter 24, verses 32 through 34, Jesus said, learn the... They said, Lord, when shall these things be? He said, learn the parable of the fig tree. When it's yet young, it putteth forth its branch, and it's tender. And he talks about that fig tree while it's tender and put forth its branch. He said, I tell you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Israel became a nation in 1948.
Yes, it did.
A miracle of miracles, a six-day war. They got possession of Jerusalem. They got possession of the land in 1950. They became a nation again in 1948. I mean, it was the unbelievable thing of ever that in 6 days they got possession of that land. Now, not only the fig tree budded 70 years ago, but add that 7 years of tribulation to that amount. Because he said all these things will be fulfilled, and he just got through talking about the tribulation. So he's throwing that in there. Now, in Psalms chapter 90, verse 10, it says our days are 70. That's 70. They've been a nation for 70 years. And if by reason of strength they be 80. That's 80. He said, I tell you that this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. So
yes,
that means a little suckling child
Amen.
In 1948 is already 70 years old, Brother Matthew.
Right.
Then you throw that 7 years of tribulation in there. He said it by reason of strength, they be 80. That's 80 years. That's how close.
Right.
That's how
Amen.
Nigh it is at the door. You said naught if you want to. You can be in denial if you want to. You can be left behind if you want to. But I like that song they just sung. I'm going home, amen.
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 Woo!
Amen. I'm glad I got a home, amen.
Yeah, amen.
Glory. The resurrection is part of the gospel, beloved.
Yeah.
And if there was no resurrection, my preaching would be vain. Your faith would also be vain. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 14. But praise God, He got up victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Revelations 1:18. I'm telling you, buddy, there's more to this than a little steeple on top of a building. There's more to this than pews inside of a room. I'm telling you right now, just like God waited while a preacher named Noah built an ark for 120 years, a preacher of righteousness, God waited for that man to get that ark done. And then He told that man to get in that ark. And the Bible said God shut the door and it was over.
Right.
Right now the door's open.
Yeah.
The welcome mat's on the door.
Mm-hmm.
He bids you come.
Yeah.
He says, come unto me. I love you.
That's right.
Come unto me. I'll help you. Right. Come unto me. I'll forgive you.
Amen.
Come unto me. Let me fix it. Mm-hmm. You're not going to get very far without Him.
No.
That's right.
He that hath the Son hath life. Mm-hmm. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. The wrath of God abideth upon him.
Right.
I don't want the wrath of God, Karen. I want the mercy of God. Amen. I want the grace of God. I want compassion that are new every morning.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, brother, his compassions fail not. His mercy is new every morning. I'd rather have mercy and compassion than have judgment and wrath poured upon me.
That's right.
There was a woman one time, she was kind of full of herself. Kind of like that song Justin Bieber sings, if you love yourself that much, go love yourself. But anyway, she come to this photographer to get her picture made. And the photographer's getting everything all set up. And Rita, she said, are you sure that camera do me justice? And he had it about up to here with all this. He said, ma'am, you don't need justice, you need mercy. Boy, that's what we need. We need mercy. I'm glad God offers mercy, brother. I'm glad he says, I love you, I'll help you, I'll forgive you, I'll save you. Oh, don't drag your feet, beloved. I did mine for 34 years. I stand amazed that God would put up with me that long.
Yeah.
Long suffering of God.
Right.
Bible said he's long suffering to usward, not willing that any perish,
right.
But all come to repentance.
Yeah.
All may not, but all should.
Yeah.
All may not, but all can. Mm-hmm. The Bible said Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
That's
right. We're all sinners.
That's right.
We're all loved. We're all compelled to be saved.
Yes.
We ought to all do it. One of the saddest words I found in the Bible is in Matthew chapter 7, where Jesus said, depart from me.
Yeah.
I never knew you. Yeah, boy, that'd be a sad pill to have to swallow.
He
said he knows his sheep. He knows them by name, Brother Jerry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Said he called them by name. He said they know his voice. That's why Mary Magdalene said, Rabboni. When he said Mary, she recognized that voice.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, friend. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, that's the gospel.
Yeah.
Even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. He's coming, friend. Fox News may not cover it. CNN may try to put it in the terms of fake news. And all them other news stations, I mean, I have to admit, there's just no room for him down here. He came down here. And there wasn't no room for him when he came, but they're going to make room for him this time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're going to give all kind of room for him. Matter of fact, they're going to try to find somewhere to hide.
Yeah,
they're going to call out the rocks, mountains, fall on, hide from the place of him to come. Because, boy, he's coming. Great's his wrath. I'm telling you, but he's going to make a grand entrance this time.
Yeah.
And he ain't going to come as a lamb. He's coming as a lion, a tribe of Judah this time. But are you ready to meet him at his coming? When we was little, we used to play a game, hide and seek. And we'd count.
Yeah.
Ready or not, here I come.
That's
he said,
right.
Be ye ready.
Amen.
He said, for in an hour you think not the Son of Man come. He's coming. Mm-hmm. He may come today. But the Chinese space station may fall upon us today. I don't know.
Right.
That'd be a terrible April Fool's joke for somebody to have to fall under the pretense of something like that.
Right.
Killed by a falling space station. Can you imagine if they hit out there 203 San Brandon School Road and somebody
That's
said, hey,
right.
Where you got killed by a space station? They fell out of space. I didn't have a hard time believing that. They might put it in my head, but I'll tell the Lord up in heaven, I said, Lord, I didn't see that coming, amen. Listen, you can see this coming. You can see it. There's no denying it. You can feel it in your heart. You see, that's not old Brother Eddie rocking your boat. That's not old Brother Eddie making you feel uncomfortable right now. If I could, I would, but I can't do it. You see, God said, my spirit will not always strive with man.
Yeah.
But God does strive. I couldn't get myself lost. I had to have the help of God just to get lost. Then I had the help of God to get saved.
Amen.
But He got me good and lost, and He got me good and saved. And I say to God be the glory. You might be here today. Your heart might be beating like a jungle drum. I was in a service one time, and a young girl got saved, and her boyfriend was with her. And his name is Jordan. She said, couldn't you hear my heart beating? He said, it beat like a jungle drum. Well, that's God. I can't explain it. I can't explain it away. And I can't explain it either way. I'll just tell you this. When God deals with you, you need to do something about it.
Right. Amen.
Right.
Amen.
He had a sad commentary about a woman named Jezebel. He said, I gave her space to repent. How much was it? That much? That much? Maybe it was this much. I'll tell you one thing. He went on to say, she repented not. Mm-hmm. Don't run out of space.
That's right.
This might be here for Fool's Day. It'd be a good day to get your name in the book. Right. It'd be a good day, boy. Get your sins forgiven. It'd be a good day. Yeah. I feel good.
Yeah.
Man, I feel good. I'm 64 years old. I still feel like a teenager. Thanks to the Lord.
Amen.
Man, I have to admit, I'd like to go through it again. It was such a wonderful experience. I have to admit, it was wonderful.
That's right.
I remember what came to mind when God saved me. I thought if it was going to be this good, I'd have done it sooner. Amen.
Amen.
Well, listen, in a term of seriousness now, you're going to miss all of that if you don't do something with this Jesus,
which
is called Christ.
Amen.
Whoever believes on Him will not be ashamed.
That's right.
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, now shall be saved. He told that jailer in Acts chapter 16, verse 31. He comes sliding in there. He asked the right ones the right question. He said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? They gave him a quick answer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Believe
right.
on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Right. He had no sense to do that.
Yeah.
Not only did he get saved, all of his house got saved.
Amen.
They had a full house of salvation. How is it with you this morning, beloved? I know you think, well, I'll be glad he shuts up and I get out of here. If the next time I see you, and you're not in that line of the redeemed, but you're in that line of the condemned to be cast alive into the lake of fire to be tormented forever and ever and ever.
Yeah.
I just want you to know I've done my best.
Amen.
I tried my best to reason with you out of the scriptures. Tried my best to tell you about the love of God. Tried my best to tell you about the judgment of God.
Right.
And if you end up in that line, it's your own fault. You won't blame old brother Eddie on that day.
That's right.
Don't blame God. That's Him dealing with
you. That's right.
Father, we thank You for the privilege to stand for Your Word. Lord, we followed You in this message more than we followed even what we meant to say. But I pray, dear Father God, something that was said that You could move upon it, Lord, and work through it, Lord, get somebody, Lord, to be able to see the situation as it really is, that they need You in a mighty way. And I pray, dear God, today in this invitation, that they do something, this opportunity given to them by God, not leave His service lost. Lord, I pray they get it fixed. I pray, Lord, they would get their name in the book, sins under the blood, get in the family of God, be ready to leave out, because we may leave today. Lord, as I read Your Word, I have to admit I'm compelled to believe that You could very well come today. This phenomenon, Lord, of April Fool's being on Easter Sunday, Lord, all these things are climaxing in my mind to the fact, Lord, You're sending one last message to this God-forsaken world. And I pray, God, today someone will receive that message and get saved because of it. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to ask everybody to stand. I'd like to get Brother Jerry, Sister Sharon, get us an invitational hymn. Look, I don't know why you come here this morning, but I know one thing. I know what you heard this morning. You heard the truth.
Yeah, that's right.
If it's not well with your soul, do something about it.
Right.
Don't drag your feet. Do something about it. Somebody said, you know, make fun of somebody packing a Bible, you pack one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right.
It's not as sissified as you think.
That's right.
You get caught praying. I got caught praying several times. You get caught reading your Bible. You get caught going to church. It's not as sissified as you think it is.
No.
It takes quite a man to do it.
Right. 122 in the blue book.